We are a candidate, and we're excited about this process and excited about what the next few months may bring. Ultimately, it's the voters of Michigan who decide, who decide elections, not analysts or anything like that.
And when you say we, I know you're always talking, you and your wife are always like kind of like Team Hoekstra. I know earlier this spring, I think when we talked, you said that you guys just didn't really feel like it was a good time to run. So what's changed?
Well, what's changed is Diane and I, and you're absolutely right, you can't do this if you don't have a great spouse and a supportive spouse. And Diane's been all of that for the whole time that we've been in public service. Well, what's changed is March, you know, we were just off a grueling governor's campaign. We were establishing a new life for ourselves, starting Hoekstra Global Strategies, working with the Heritage Foundation, working with a law firm doing business consulting here in D.C. We just had a lot of things going on, and it's kind of like, you know, we decided, hey, we're not ready. And you know, I fully expected by this summer this opportunity wouldn't be here anymore, and so we never looked back. But over the last, over the last month, we've just had a tremendous outpouring of people at a grassroots level saying, you know, Pete and Diane, we respect your decision, but we also respectfully ask you to go back and reconsider. You know, Diane and I, we listened to them. We stepped back. We talked about it as a family. We moved forward. We looked and we decided we were ready to go. Michigan needs a change, you know, and from the policies that are coming from Washington, D.C. I mean, the experts are predicting unemployment nationally is going to be at 8.75% through the end of 2012. And that's assuming we continue the current policies. Those policies need to change. We can bring the country back, and when the country comes back, Michigan's going to come roaring back. We're doing a lot of good things at the state level to prepare Michigan when we get the right federal policies. I want to help create the right federal policies that create a society of opportunity and freedom.
So the economy, some policies in Washington that you think you can change, maybe direction, those kind of the big goals in your campaign?
In Michigan right now, it's about jobs. It's about opportunity. It's about opportunity for people in their 30s and 40s. You know, we spend so much time talking about opportunities for our kids, and that's absolutely appropriate. But we also have to recognize that there's a lot of people who are middle-aged who are being squeezed out of their jobs right now, and they don't know where they're going to find their next job. They want to work. They've got a history of working. You know, this is about creating, you know, a very, very robust economic environment so that people in all spectrums and all parts of their, you know, of their working career will have opportunity again.
So I know this could be sort of in broad terms, I'm assuming you'll answer, but you know, specifically, how can you change things as one senator?
Well, I mean, I think you recognize that you are one of 100. Okay, you can't do this on your own, just like even the president can't do it on his own. But clearly, you know, what this president has done and what the Democratic majority in the Senate, including Debbie Stabenow, have done, they've created an environment that has thrown a wet blanket over this economy. It's stifled economic growth and economic opportunity. It has stifled job creation. That's why we have a persistently high unemployment rate. That has to change. We get a new majority in place in the U.S. Senate. You know, we can start changing and reversing those policies, and that's what I want to be a part of. Ultimately, it's still a place of compromise and consensus, but it's an awful lot nicer to have the gavel and set the direction than responding to the people who are setting the direction. That's what we're going to be working on.
Okay, so I want to switch slightly to the horse race. That being, you know, Debbie Stabenow's no Carl Levin. She's not that entrenched, taking on an incumbent. Not like you haven't done this before.
Right. I did it in 1992. I took on a 26-year Republican incumbent, the chairman of the National Republican Campaign Committee. Yeah, we've done it before. We can do. We're going to do it again.
And do we expect, I remember for the governor campaign, you had a nice, fun time doing other people's jobs, 100 jobs. And then, like you mentioned, the unseating of the former congressman with your, I remember, biking, some biking going on with that. You got any new fun campaign tricks up your sleeve in that way?
We're not sure exactly what we're going to do. We will run, sure, we'll run a creative race. We'll get the most bang for our dollar. But most importantly, we're going to focus on the issues. It's not about what campaign quote unquote tricks you may use or whatever in election. It's very, very serious, and we're going to present some very, very serious policy alternatives to the agenda that Debbie Stabenow's had in place.
And it's kind of a big defeat in the primary. I mean, it was a close race, obviously, but seems like to put that much time and effort and to go through that must be really, I don't know, sort of heavy for, I'm trying to put myself in your shoes personally, to kind of pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and go in for another statewide campaign. Can you bring me through, like how you're feeling this time around? I mean, you obviously must be feeling good enough to throw your hat in the race, but it's coming off a pretty hardcore defeat back then.
It was, but like I said, Diane and I went through the process, and we felt really good about it. We felt good about the way we ran our campaign. We ran it with Hoekstra values. We ran a positive campaign. We never got negative. We ran a grassroots campaign, and there's a lot of energy that you can get from people who are going out and making phone calls 8, 10 hours a day, who are going door to door for you. We wouldn't do this if we weren't fully engaged and fully excited and enthused about this race. And so, we're fully ready to go and prepared to go.